Inshallah, now we move on to the segment with Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, who will be speaking to us on the importance of eating the Qurbani meat and the Shifa in it, inshallah. So let's welcome Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, let us correct our intention that we are sitting, listening to the advisors of Deen, with the sole hope of gaining 1,000 rakats, reward of 1,000 rakats. It comes in a hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever listening to the talks of Deen, make this intention, inshallah Allah will reward us with 1,000 rakats, and with sincere hope that Allah will reward us. Regarding Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, regarding the benefits of eating Qurbani meat are numerous. We have to have intention for this, that how Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to us, that He gives us the meat and gives us the full reward of the Qurbani, and this we must appreciate, and the more shukr we make of this, the more Allah will increase for us. And this was our habit of our pious predecessors, that they never missed an opportunity or an occasion to make the shukr of Allah. After slaughtering the animals also, they used to make shukr to Allah. That we can see from the hadith also, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam slaughtered 63 camels with his own hands. This is the love, and it creates piety in a person and taqwa in a person. That so much love that we have, because we are so weak in our times, we don't appreciate all these ni'mats of Allah, and our pious predecessors always appreciated it, especially the meat. We got 2 days. Some people say the meat smells. So at the farm yesterday when we were doing Qurbani, the brother explained why a lot of people complain. Because we have to do Qurbani, we just do it for the sake of doing it. But if we do it properly, with a proper intention, Allah Ta'ala gives so much barakat in it. So he explained that after slaughtering the animal, you must leave it a few minutes to let the blood drain out. So when you hang it also, let all the blood drain out. So he was shouting the workers also that don't immediately skin the animal. Let the blood run out completely. Then after it's skinned and that, bring it home, let them wash the carcass and hang it up again. So by the time it goes into the freezer, all the blood and that is removed, and there'll be absolutely no smell. And yesterday being the day of Eid also, at the Khanka also, alhamdulillah, they prepared. We can't thank our Sheikh's family, our late Sheikh's wife, Appa Rabia also. The time they take before the Eid Salah, they're preparing. And immediately after the Zikr Majlis, we had fresh Qurbani, we had kawabs and kaleji. This is the love our late Sheikh had, that he made sure every year without fail, and that habit is still continuing. And then we brought the carcasses home from the farm, and then it was told to me there's no mince. So immediately I cut the two front legs of the sheep. They were huge animals. So alhamdulillah, we deboned the two, and the mince was made. Immediately we had kaleji, the fresh kaleji, and really you appreciate it. Inshallah, this 2 days also, there was leg roast also from the previous Qurbani that we had, and we had quite a few visitors last night. That Qurbani meat was put on the table, everybody enjoyed it. So this is the spirit of Islam, that whatever Allah Ta'ala gives you, make shukr of it and enjoy it, and Allah Ta'ala will increase for you for the next year. Our late Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say also that people that suffer of piles, they can't eat cow meat too much. But see how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, that He gives us even the meat to eat. So He says guaranteed, He says I take guarantee that eat cow meat for these 3 days, inshallah you'll never suffer of piles. Allah is not a cruel and unjust master. He gives you the meat and He won't make you suffer of piles. This was proven because our Sheikh suffered of piles. So he said these 3 days of Qurbani has to eat a lot of beef, because the rest of the year I can't eat so much. But he said, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, I never ever suffered of piles. So I used to remember my late father, Rahmatullah, used to say that they were living in a place called Mabula. That's about 10 kilometers from Wombat. Bella Bella today is known as. And Qurbani time, they used to cut and they used to take out quite a bit of meat. They used to mince it and cook it. And they used to dig a hole in the ground, and with a hessian bag, they dry the meat first and they used to put it in. It used to last the whole year. And whenever visitors came, they used to take out a parcel of mince and cook it, just reheat it again. So they used to serve this mince meat, and the people used, the guests used to appreciate so much. Like our late Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali also, whenever overseas guests came, he used to take out Qurbani meat and prepare for them. And they used to be so happy on the dastarkhan. There were many occasions when the Kabirins used to come, I used to be there, and used to tell them this is Qurbani meat. With so much love and affection, they used to eat that meat, and they used to thank him over and over. Say, Alhamdulillah, you prepared. Look at other countries in the world. They are not allowed to slaughter cows, and this, and reports were coming in. They caught a few Muslim brothers, and the way they hit them yesterday in India also. So these ni'mats and favors in our country, Allah Ta'ala has blessed it with it, blessed us with it. So let us take maximum benefit out of it, and don't say it. One person told me yesterday, I'd rather eat chicken kaleji than eating the normal, because I don't like the smell. So I told him, make immediately toba. They don't say words like that. Don't be non-appreciative, but make firm intention that next year, and even now, there's 2 days, eat Qurbani meat. When your carcasses come, when fetch your carcasses, make sure that you eat these 2 days. Let us never ever miss an opportunity and be ungrateful. And there's a lot of spiritual benefit in this meat that Allah Ta'ala gives it to you. It's halal because it's slaughtered by your own hands, not what we buy from the butcher. And let's enjoy it, and the benefits of it are tremendous. The health benefits of it also, that mutton and that have a lot of benefit for you. Even those people that are suffering on sugar, like the Akim say, high protein, mutton is one of them that brings your protein levels up, and then your sugar levels also drop. So everything in Islam has a benefit, and overdoing it in these 3 days, there's no harm in it. So if you eat to your heart's full when you are a Dawat, it's jais, you can eat, be contented and eat of this nourishing food that Allah Ta'ala has given you. This was our Kabirin. I've seen this in our life of our Sheikh also. And there's 3 days of Qurbani, never used to eat bread. The same with Hazrat Sheikh also. No bread, no achar, nothing, only Qurbani meat. And the tea also used to be a substitute of soup. That's how much of love they had. Once our Sheikh told us that a few brothers, when we performed Hajj, he was in Medina Munawwara with Hazrat Sheikh, and they brought a chunk of meat, but because of no refrigeration, the meat turned slightly green. So they thought that the Sheikh will say, no, throw the meat away. So the Sheikh said, bring the meat. He looked at it. He said, no, Alhamdulillah, we can eat it. So they put little vinegar on it just to take that greenness away. They soaked it in vinegar, and after that they cooked it. And Alhamdulillah, about 40 people ate from that meat. So this proves to us that Allah Ta'ala is a very kind master. And he said nobody suffered of any diarrhea or any disease. So the poor also, and let us think of the poor also. I was giving one brother a lift at the Khanka. So he's telling me in the car, he said, Haji Sab, this year I never ate one piece of Qurbani meat. See if somebody's got meat that I can also eat on the Eid's day. So I came home, I asked my wife, is there meat? She said, I'll find out. Somebody did say they got a little extra. So I took the 2 packets to him on Eid's Eve, I gave it to him. He was so happy, so thrilled. said, Alhamdulillah, tomorrow I can have Qurbani meat. This is how the poor appreciate, and even the stomach of the Qurbani sheep, that they clean it thoroughly, they wash it properly, they cook it, and they have it as a meal. And really they enjoy. A lot of us don't eat the kaleji and the liver and that, and even the heart. They cook it nicely, they clean it, and they eat it. So we should be the same. We should appreciate all these ni'mats of Allah. After 3 days of qurbani, still have what you have in the fridge, eat during the year. Today we got the facilities for it. Let us appreciate it. The more we appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. And our late Shaykh Rahmatullah used to tell the poor people also in the Khanka that if you are a smoker, take out every day money, little bit in the, and have a tin for your qurbani. So when the qurbani time comes, you got no excuse to say I can't make or sacrifice an animal. This is love, and this is what they taught us, to build the love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once I asked my ustad in Durban, why don't you eat meat? He said, for the rest of the year, I don't eat meat. I only eat vegetables and tars. He said, the amount of taqwa it creates in your body, that your piety increases to such level, and your communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you just get that love that Allah ta'ala creates in your body for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I told him, Hazrat, what do you mean? He said, because of this, Allah blessed me with such eager and anxiety and pleasure. I read the Quran Majid the whole night. I read between 20 and 25 paras a night. And I only sleep 2 hours a day. He said, when I was learning this work of Amaliyat, he said, for the 12 years, I used to live on 2 eggs and a banana for breakfast, lunch, and supper. He said, the 3 days of Qurbani, he said, I go to town. I eat as much as Qurbani. He said, I look for every excuse, wherever there's Qurbani family and that, I say, I go and eat. He said, I eat to my heart's full, this 3 days. And after 3 days, he said, I'm back to my routine. So once I saw in his room, the Fazail Kitab was open completely. So I said, this Fazail Kitab, he said, Allah bless me through this taqwa. I read it from page to page. I make a khatam, and then I start again. So this is how Allah Ta'ala will create this piety and taqwa and come close to His ma'rifat and His recognition. You sacrifice, this is also part of sacrifice, to fight the nafs and shaitan. We are weak in this age and time. We falter, we make mistakes. This, and let us repent. Repentance, I had a visitor yesterday that came. He's telling me, he says, you know, from the drug center. He said, Haji Sahab, I want to tell you something. He said, since you told me to increase my istighfar, he said, anything that I wish for, I increase istighfar. He said, when I reach 1500, something happens to me. He's busy with a deal of some stuff that he had. He made 3.2 million from the rehab center. So he's telling me the barakat. And since I started reading Fazail Kitabs, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for me. And the more istighfar I read, and by the time I reached 1500, alhamdulillah, Allah opens one avenue for me. So these are all avenues for us to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain. And we must have hope and sincere hope in Allah. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was asked, what is hope and fear? He said, if Allah says one person is entering into Jahannam, it's me. And if one person has to enter Jannah, it's me. So this is the taqwa and piety, and it's created from these things that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will bring us closer to His marifat and recognition. And the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed for the ummah and just to ask forgiveness on part of the ummah. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only ummati, ummati, ummati. Even on the day of Qiyamah, He will not forget us and He'll remember us. This and the Buraq and all that, the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that his son Ismail alayhi salam, to sacrifice him, because this was the love for Allah. The command was there, immediately they followed. They didn't fear nothing. And this is Allah, till today, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, how many thousands and millions of carcasses are cut, and how much of sawab must be going into Ibrahim alayhi salam's qabr. May Allah Ta'ala give me first the speaker tawfiq to make ummah on what has been said, and you the listeners. Jazakumullahu khairan fi ddarain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.